narang jaivanarthamam devim saswatim yasam vato jayamudirai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Text 15 and 16, in the matter of the pregnancy of the teeth in the evening. Translation from the verse 1 verses back to the Prabhupada. I would like to go to side one. Kindly bless me by fulfilling my desire. When someone in distress approaches a great person, his plea should never go in vain. But Aditi knew well that her request might be rejected because of the untimely situation. But she pleaded that when there is an emergency or a distressful condition, there is no consideration of time or situation. All hero, the Buddha, Aditi being thus afflicted by the contamination of lust, and therefore poor and talkative, was pacified by the sun and moon teaching in suitable words. When a man or woman is afflicted by the lust of sex desire, it is to be understood as sinful contamination. Kashyap was engaged in his spiritual activities, but he did not have sufficient strength to refuse his wife, who was thus afflicted. He could have refused her with strong words expressing impossibility, but he is not as spiritually strong as Vidura. Vidura is addressed here as a hero because no one is stronger in self-control than in the world of the Lord. It appears that Kashyapa was already inclined to have sexual enjoyment with his wife, and because he is not a strong man, he tried to deceive her only with pacifying words. Translations. O Lord, beside one, kindly bless me by fulfilling my desire. When someone in distress approaches a great person, his plea should never go in vain. A hero of the doer, Aditi being thus afflicted by the contamination of lust and therefore poor and talkative, was pacified by the son of Nietzsche in suitable words. Every story in the material world has the same ending. Death. This is the ending of every single story in the material world. And that's how the material existence continues. This illusion of identifying with material nature. And thus, death is the only reward of anyone's activities. Unless one becomes a true hero, Srila Prabhupada's pointing out here, as Vidura and as many other great Mahajanas was, is that one can have a happy ending to the story. One can gain his constitutional position of eternal life. This situation which is being portrayed here has to be seen in two lights. One is a very important instruction to the living entities that whatever position you may be in, however fortunate your birth may be, and both of these great personalities, Aditi and Kashyapa, were in very fortunate positions. They both had direct relationship with Lord Shiva. They were both of very high birth. And thus, everything was auspicious for them. But still, they became dictated to by the motor material nature, in this case through intense lust. It doesn't matter whatever our situation is. Dravida Gurila, whose story you find in the 10th canto of Krishna book, he had come along with Lord Ramachandra from the spiritual world. He was a personal associate with Lord Ramachandra. He was a personal bodyguard of Lord Ramachandra. But he had minimized the position of Lakshmana. And due to this great offense, he had fallen down from his exalted position and had to remain in the material world. Until Lakshmana himself, in the form of Balaram, liberated him once again. So whatever our position is, if we become offensive to great personality, great personality being a Vaishnava, and we should not think, oh yeah, that means a Vaishnava of the statue of Prahlad Maharaj or Haridas. No, it is said very clearly that even if Lord Shiva, the Adi Vaishnava, even if he offends a very younger Vaishnava, a neophyte Vaishnava, then he can fall from the topmost position. So we should never think that a good birth in any situation is a guarantee that we will go back to God. A relationship with the personality of Godhead is our constitutional position. But as we voluntarily gave up that position and fell into the material world, then we have to work once again to prove our sincerity, that we actually want once again to be in relationship. There is no guarantee. It's very nice if we can take birth in a Vaishnava family. It's very nice if we can get the blessings of so many Vaishnavas and whatever. But if we just take it for granted that yes, I'm guaranteed of going back to Godhead due to my relationship, then that is foolish. In a puffed up position which Diti entered into, even though she was such a great personality, her sister is Parvati, wife of Lord Shiva. But still, due to her lust and desire, which wasn't totally like the lust and desire of most lonely persons, but was based on intense desire to have children, so her inclination wasn't for any form of illicit sex. But still, the time was not suitable. That time was Lord Shiva's time when he requests everyone to abstain from such activities. So yes, in the first instance she was being offensive to Lord Shiva, and in the second instance by Kashyapa, she showing weakness and allowing himself to also enter into that offensive act, then they ended up in that regrettable position. We also see from the story that when great personalities, Vaishnavas as they were, they may fall from the path, they're still considered glorious. So we can see on the other side of the purport here, in which the Prabhupada is speaking very strongly about the activities of Kashyapa Muni, is also in the mood of a joking. That audience in this great personality has fallen down. This great personality who became the father of Vamanadeva, who later on entered the body of Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's father, is not any ordinary personality. So we can understand that some aspect of Leela is going on here. But Srila Prabhupada, this particular purport, does not want to point out the Leela aspect. He wants to point out the fact that if one enters into an offensive mood and performs activities, then he will have to suffer the consequences. There's no doubt about that. Whether one be the personal servant of the Lord, or somebody born in a great family, whatever his position may be, if he somehow offends the Vaishnavas, he will fall from his position. No doubt the devotees are very dear to Lord Krishna and to the devotees, other devotees. So very soon they will be returned. According to the volume, the intensity of the offense. Here the offense was not that serious, because ultimately it was for past that the servants of Vishnu, Jaya and Vijaya, who had, by the Lord's desire, to engage in some fighting activities. Of course, in Vrindavan, Krishna is able to engage in fighting activities every day, because his devotees there are so intimate that they don't mind whatever satisfies Krishna. But in Vaikuntha, devotees there are not able to have that intimate relationship. They can't imagine that one would fight with the Lord. For the Lord so desiring to enjoy this fighting mood, then his two devotees agreed to satisfy that mood, to engage with him. And thus four pastimes created of the four Kumaras coming there to Vaikuntha, the unprecedented act of the servants of Vishnu stopping these great personalities, offending them, all took place in Vaikuntha, ultimately to satisfy the Lord. And so those two personalities were cursed, and they chose to take birth in the material world three times, as demons. And in each of those three births, they satisfy the Lord by fighting with him. So in this particular case, their first birth, they take birth as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and through the womb of Diti. Now Diti, when she heard that due to her sinful activity of displeasing Lord Shiva, she would have to give birth to demons. She was momentarily disturbed. But when she heard that those demons would be killed by the hand of Lord Vishnu, being a devotee, she became very happy. Oh, that's wonderful. And Kashyapa, seeing that very gentle moon, which is ultimately the moon of the devotee, then he also informed her that, because you're actually a very wonderful devotee, your grandson, he was such a great devotee, but all devotees in the future, they would try to emulate his activities. They were following his footsteps. That of course would be Prahlad Maharaj. So just see the wonderful pastime which is unfolding here. That all these great personalities of Bhagavatam, all of these eternal servants of Krishna, are gathered together for the service of the Lord and for the benefit of the conditioned entities. So let us take the instruction very seriously, that under no circumstances must we allow the dictation of the modes of material nature to contaminate us to the point that we become offensive to the Vaishnavas. This is the one thing, the only thing, which can interrupt devotional service. Devotion is so powerful, controls Krishna. Krishna is completely controlled by his devotees. Mother Yasoda and her friends are singing and clapping and Krishna is dancing. And they say, no, dance like this, dance like that, and it's a vain. It's totally controlled by the devotees. But if we offend the devotees, then Bhakti Devi withdraws for some time. And one whole mood of devotion to the Lord becomes eclipsed. Not necessarily in a moment, in fact when it's only for a moment, that's a great blessing. But usually it's eclipsed in the same way as the moon slowly shrinks from the full moon to the dark moon in digits of 15. And just one day we find that we have no more taste for devotional service. We just slip away. Still that personality is not considered to be totally under the material modes of nature. It's always protected by Krishna, but he will be in a situation which is very similar to the ordinary conditions. For a period of time which cannot be given. In due course of time, if his offense is very serious, he will have to rely upon the mercy of the devotee picking him up again. If his offense is less serious, he may have sufficient good fortune to either understand directly or from the help of another devotee that he should go to the Vaishnava whom he offended and request him to forgive his offense. Here in the case of Aditi and Kashyapa, there was such an intimate relationship with that Vaishnava that it was quite easy for them to. But that is not always the case. Sometimes you become more and more puffed up, even after the offense. You think, no, why should I apologize to that person, this, that? And thus, more and more things can accumulate and become very difficult. Somehow, by the closest mercy of the Vaishnava, of the dear devotee of the Vishnu, we have been able to come in contact with devotional service once again. If we actually have the faith to understand how valuable this opportunity is, there are so many scriptures singing about so many different activities we can perform which will liberate us from the material world. But the fact is that one can only become free from the material nature by the grace of bhakti. And bhakti only manifests through devotees. So we can have a little faith of how rare and important the opportunities that we've received to engage in devotional service for the Lord through the devotee. Then we will not allow ourselves to become puffed up, even if we do mistakenly commit mistakes, sin activities. Nada pensamento, quero ora pensamento. We actually have to take very seriously this understanding and becoming more tolerant than the tree. Avoid the sensitive expression. More humble than the glass. Kaviraja Goswami, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraja Goswami, he says that this loka is so important that we should string it around our neck. Because this is the key. Teta Dhapnam, cleansing the heart, Nam Namakari, taking shelter of the holy name who is very merciful. But all of this becomes solidified if we can actually take from this tolerance. Nada. We have a very clear choice before us. Do we want our story to be a traditional story of the material world which just ends in death? Or do we want our story to be that of a real hero who conquers over death and again returns gloriously to the spiritual world to engage in the eternal service of Sri Radhanath? Because if we want our story to finish like that, then it won't be any matter of us being very clever, very learned in the Shastras, very clever in different arts, but it will simply be that we become more and more and more surrendered and more sincere, that this is the only thing I want. And that we understand very clearly that it's available only through the Vaishnavas. When you go for two years, this is not just unfair, applicable to certain personalities, but all Vaishnavas are devotees to Vishnu. And in some degree they have devotion to Vishnu. By their association, can again, by offense of their feet, who will be embarrassed like Kush. Whatever happens, we have to take up devotional service again and continue on the path that we have to be more and more sincere. By developing a very intense desire and learning actually to cry, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Actually learning to cry for Krishna. Not learning to ask Krishna, develop some tears to run down the face, but actually from within the heart, crying out to Krishna that I've made a massive mistake. I turned away from you. Now I'm begging you once again, please forgive me and take me back into your service. When the desire becomes so intense, that desire itself burns up all the other contamination which is within the heart, from so much strong association with material nature. Then with the blessings of the Vaishnavas, one is again able to enter into the eternal service. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving topmost form of devotional service. Krishna Prema. Radha Krishna. We need to take every word of Bhagavatam, every word of the purpose of the great chariots, totally transcendent. There's nothing mundane. And we should always understand that there is only one enjoyer of the spiritual world, Krishna, whom everyone else serves. Whether that is the one else with Balaram, Vasudev, Shansham, Srimati Radharani, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Lakshmi, or all of these, eternal devotees, everyone is engaged in serving Krishna. Everyone. And this is the opportunity the Bhagavatam is giving us to be able to engage in satisfying that supreme enjoyment. We have to be very careful of how we understand the Bhagavatam and never take up the position of thinking that yes, I know the Bhagavatam. I am the master of the Bhagavatam. Just that one Babaji approached Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and told him that I purchased a plot here in Navadvip and made my Vajra Kutir there. Now I own that plot. And Babaji Maharaj was very surprised. And how is it possible that you purchased a whole plot of land in Navadvip, when even one grain of dust of Navadvip is more valuable than all the white things? Every syllable of the Srimad Bhagavatam is completely transcendental. Every Siddha who is capable of liberating everybody to the transcendental abode of Goloka. Living entity does not even have the ability to fully understand one syllable of Bhagavatam. What to speak of saying, oh, now I'm the master of Bhagavatam. I know Bhagavatam. Let me move on now. Every day Raghunatha Das Goswami would sit there in Radhakunda, sometimes in the Sevakunda, Radhadamada temple area, and he would sing the Bhagavatam for the pleasure of the other Goswamis and great devotees at that time. And each time he would sing the Bhagavatam in different meters, breaking down the words in different ways. There were just so many unlimited understandings, explanations of each and every spoken. That those great personalities, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana, not ordinary personalities, they were amazed every time. That what wonderful meaning this personality is bringing out of Bhagavatam. Every day for eternity, Gaudiya sits down and gives Bhagavatam class every morning around 8 o'clock. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda who were great there. It's gone so eternally at Kuranga's house, one is Yoga Peter. Every day he gives Bhagavatam class. On and on he tells me. We can never become the master of spiritual nature. We can never become the master of material nature. We can never become the master of anything. That is not the position of the living entity. But we can become dasa and dasa and dasa and dasa. Servant and servants. This is the glorious position of the living entity. That's the position you can take. Become servants. And now, the unique opportunity comes very rarely that we can actually become the intimate servant of Radha and Krishna by the grace of Rupa Goswami. This wonderful opportunity is given to be able to enter into the innermost chambers of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, and engage the intimate servants of Radha and Krishna. Somehow, not by any clever trick on our behalf, but somehow or other we receive the causeless mercy to be able to come in contact with that parampara. So the Prabhupada is giving us that opportunity. Let us try to understand what rare opportunity we have received and try our utmost to avoid offending the Vaishnavas. Try our utmost not to become puffed up all over again, but remain in that position, do not. Prabhupada is pointing out that Kashyapa was not so strong, at least in the position that he was taking there. But Vidura is addressed as the hero, the Mahajana, who is not proud enough to think that he can conquer the material nature. It's very humble. Oh, I'm simply a small servant of the Lord. And thus he's entitled to be shelter to be eternal goodness. And that's no one or anything can touch. Great hero who rides over the edge of death of the material world and enters into the eternal relationship. We have so many examples. There are so many more examples of persons who have been foolish and have lost the opportunity, at least for the time being. Are there any questions or comments? Yes.
Well, you were speaking about question about arriving. It seemed like a pretty stiff reaction.
Well, I think right here you find it's in the tent of Mr. Kashyapa was, he came attentive to this. He got up out of his midair doing his evening sadhana and rose up from that and went up in Kashyapa. So there we find that in attentiveness. But in attentiveness while chanting the holy name is one of the offenses. So it goes on all the time. We're inattentive, so we don't get the fulfillment. And you may not see the result of that immediately, but if you continue to be attentive, then Sabhavana wasn't inattentive just once. He became more and more attentive until he reached the stage where he basically gave up his practice and was giving more importance to looking after the deed. Why such an intense reaction to what appears to be not directly an offense to the Vaishnava? Because an offense to the Vaishnava in as much as the instruction of the Vaishnava was there to for him, his spiritual master, direction which he was going against, the offense against the Vaishnava. Why so intense reaction? I'm not so sure it wasn't so intense, because he was able to remember in his next life as deer, or boy, he was trapped in the body of a deer, but still had remembrance. But maybe some understanding can be there, you know. Maybe some boys are under your control, one of them is your son, they do something wrong, so you may chastise them all, but you'll be inclined to, one is a wise father, to give even more chastisement to the son, because you'll feel more responsibility there. And will lead the more intense chastisements of the other children to their parents. So here in the Bhagavatam, we're talking about the topmost bodies, giving the opportunity to rise up to the topmost position. So yes, they get very, for their improvement, they get very intense chastisement and new. So we have to be very careful, the more intense one's situation is in relationship to Krishna. In other words, having come in contact with Sampradaya, which is connected to the topmost of the realm of the spiritual world, then correction will sometimes come very quickly and very intensely to keep one coming back to the path and make that in this advancement. What comes to mind is the Srila Prabhupada stated in relationship to the children taking birth in this way, that many of them had already developed quite a high state, and maybe he says that they could have entered into Vaikuntha, but they were given another chance of taking birth to get the opportunity to rise to a higher relationship. So it seems like being having to take birth again in the material world, even the family of Vaishnavas, when he could have possibly entered into Vaikuntha, seems like quite a severe thing. But when it's looked at in a higher light of the opportunity which has been given, then it's not so severe at all. Regardless, it's a great opportunity. So Bhagavan was given a great opportunity of being able to remember and learn from his mistake, have to wait some time before he could get the opportunity to continue his sadhana in the proper way. we had then, when the next verb came, it was fixed, yeah, I'm not going to make that mistake again. Really, ultimately everything is done in the spiritual master, in the Vaishnavas. And their only desire is to see one fix the Lord's creation. So whatever may take place is only for that purpose. So we should always be firmly fixed in the protection of the Lord. Prabhupada said in several places, especially in the devotion, that the devotee doesn't need to pray separately, Lord, please protect me, because he has faith. The Lord always protects us. So we should have faith in every situation, but yes, this is ultimately for my benefit. Of course, that's not always, especially when receiving the reaction to an offense, intelligence may not be able to grasp that. But somehow, we have to somehow see it on some platform and manage to regain our faith and go forward in any situation. Sometimes it seems very radical, the offense, but this is just to help us. Because a small, it's overlooked, a small mistake leads to 1-1 instead of being on the path, slightly off of the path, and slightly off, until we're so far off of the path that we know we're going to know where the path is. It's very fortunate that the father immediately chastises. Yeah, offense is done by disturbing the mind, disturbing the body, and through offensive words. As far as being intimately connected with the devotees, well, it will quite often depend on the relationship. If one's relationship is intimate with the devotee, then we may make joking words about their character, or this and that, and no offense is taken. We don't have an intimate relationship with the devotee, and we may make the same kind of remarks. That person may become very disturbed in their mind. This is an offense. To upset a Vaishnava, disturb his mind, and he thus be in a disturbed state, not able to continue his devotional service. He starts to become intensive, he starts to become offensive. And you become offensive because of course in that situation. So we may think, oh, it's not important, we just laugh at that devotee, because we need to be attentive. But who we're laughing at, or who we're commenting about, we need to understand the relationship. And understand that if I was in that situation, and some person was treating me like that, would I become offended? So, yes, we can find many examples, we can give some many descriptions of offense, but the easiest is to come back to ourselves, that in this particular situation, am I going to be offended? Ultimately, we may think to ourselves, but that wasn't very important, why should he is offended, and we should apologize. Not try to philosophically explain, well, you shouldn't be offended in this position. Maybe the Vaishnava shouldn't be offended in any position, you know what I mean? Haridas Thakur, people in 21 marketplaces, pray to Lord Chaitanya all the time, but please do not take this as an offense. Thus, Lord Chaitanya couldn't do anything, because his body was refusing to accept this as an offense. We can't just say to someone, oh, you see how you're stuck on that seat, why can't you be in that situation? Let us ourselves we inflict that mentality upon ourselves, we should be come to level of tolerance of her death, that will cloud my eyes. We cannot demand it from others or worry and think about us. Cloud my eyes can become a flame, falling fire, tempted to trample by elephants, born on the rocks. Since he prayed to Shiva, oh please, don't allow this person to fall into hell. So yes, these examples are there. But first you follow that example. And by not following that example, you will become greatly benefited and make great spiritual advancement by your association. But if we're going to instruct our people, like so what, we did this or that too, we should remember, that's just a principle. Identification of is anything which is spiritual. The intensity of how the offense is ultimately dealt with, that is in the hands of Krishna. Because he's actually the person who comes most to me. The best policy is to try our best not to offend ourselves, whatever level we may perceive them to be. Just for a few minutes. Well, Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta on that, saying that they committed offenses in the previous life, and in the body of the animal, they're not responsible for their activities. So they're able to work off from that birth, all of the previous things, and get the full benefit of the Dharma. Back to Godhead is a difficult thing to say, but they will definitely go further through with this virtue. Which, Prabhupada said, one lives or dies in the Dharma, one attains Dharma. So they may take birth in the Dharma again for further spiritual advancement. But back to Godhead usually includes developing a relationship with Krishna. That needs the association with Vaishnavas to do that. But definitely anyone who takes birth as an animal in the Dharma will continue to be in the Dharma. So he is back to Godhead in that sense. But a point you made about the most of this Prabhupada says that this is actually Christ which the Lord is looking for. But when the Lord becomes emotional, then that actually is the beginning of this being forgiven for the offense. Of course that emotionalness can be just like that when it's an offense which may have come about because the intelligence becomes disturbed by direct offences to Vaishnavas, maybe very small offences, but the intelligence becomes the order ones again, and we generate remorsefulness just towards the Lord, that, oh, I made a mistake, you know, needed this activity or that activity, or strayed from the strict principles of sadhana, then one can become remorseful. But if we know full well that it's directly because I offended this Vaishnava or something, then we have to take that in the nuisance to the Vaishnava properly. But yeah, it's the nuisance is the first step of gaining and attaining the grace of the Lord. Yeah. And yes, it is a sort of, what did you say, a test run? We're getting this opportunity to associate with the Vaishnavas, and we need to learn how to do it if we want to have the eternal opportunity. And we need to get it right. And Rupa Goswami says in the devotion that all of the principles of devotion which are described can also be practiced, can also be in relationship with the Vaishnava. So this is, we've got to come to this platform of learning how to associate with the Vaishnavas and how to self consciousness. Special opportunity God has given us by creating a nice society. We can all come together and selfish. So yeah, we have to take the opportunity and actually make it count. In this life. Because in the next life we may be born anywhere, so good, we may not take the opportunity. Many children, many persons have taken birth in this one, but it's left. But maybe not left forever, but left for some time. So no guarantee that if you take the one who birth next time, so you have to put all emphasis on this time and learn how to associate with Vaishnavas so that yeah, we can go to the real spiritual world. Carry on. And then the only answer I know to that is in relationship to Haridas Thakur, it's Mountain Tamil. That we just have to very sincerely repent and pray to the Lord over and over again, and in due course of time that repentance will be forgiven. But it is best if we can set up Vaishnava. Or sometimes Vaishnava is not willing to forgive. The friend of Vaishnava and feel so offended by him that he's not willing to forgive. Of course we can say all the kind of Vaishnava is there, but the fact is that he's offended that he doesn't want to. So in both circumstances, one is more intense, the one where the Vaishnava won't forgive, he's so much offended. Then but we have to very sincerely pray and chant the holy name and pray and pray. And eventually, we will leave the good verses. But we shouldn't think, oh, so it's easier to do that, I can just sit down. No, if the opportunity is there to go to Vaishnava, then we should take that path. Because that is the path which is necessary. It's up to the Vaishnava whether he's going to forgive or not, but it's our business to attempt to. Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.